Let us now turn to the scripture reading for today.
今天我们一起去读这个经文。
Scripture reading is in the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verses 4 to 17.
今天我选读经文是约拿书第一章第四至十七节。
We will be reading this together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我先用英文去读，然之后中文读出。
Let us read this together. But as the ship was sailing along, suddenly the Lord flung a powerful wind over the sea, causing a violent storm that threatened to send them to the bottom. Fearing for their lives, the desperate sailors shouted to their gods for help, and threw the cargo overboard to lighten the ship. And all this time, Jonah was sound asleep down in the hold. So the captain went down after him. How can you sleep at a time like this? He shouted. Get up and pray to your God. Maybe he will have mercy on us and spare our lives. Then the crew cast lots to see which of them had offended the gods and caused the terrible storm. When they did this, Jonah lost his hopes. What have you done to bring this awful storm down on us? They demanded. Who are you? What is your line of work? What country are you from? What is your nationality? And Jonah answered, I am Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land. Then he told them that he was running away from the Lord. The sailors were terrified when they heard this. Oh, why did you do it? They groaned. And since the storm was getting worse all the time, they asked him, what should we do to stop this storm? Throw me into the sea, Jonah said, and it will become calm again. For I know that this terrible storm is all my fault. Instead, the sailors tried even harder to row the boat ashore. But the stormy sea was too violent for them, and they couldn't make it. Then they cried out to the Lord, Jonah's God. O Lord, they pleaded, don't make us die for this man's sin, and don't hold us responsible for his death. Because it isn't our fault, O Lord, you have sent this storm upon him for your own good reason. Then the sailors picked Jonah up and threw him into the raging sea, and the storm stopped at once. The sailors were awestruck by the Lord's great power, and they offered him a sacrifice and vowed to serve him. Now the Lord had arranged for a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
约拿书第一章第四至十七节，我们一起读。然而耶和华使海中起大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎破坏，水手便惧怕，各人哀求自己的神。他们将船上的动物抛在海中，为要使船轻些。约拿已下到倘若沉睡，船主到那里对他说，你这沉睡的人啊，为何这样呢？起来求告你的神，或者神眷念我们，使我们不至灭亡。传信的人彼此说，来吧，我们祭之，看看这灾临到我们是因谁的缘故。于是他们祭之，祭出约拿来。众人对他说，请你告诉我们，这灾临到我们是因谁的缘故？你以何事为业？你从哪里来？你是哪一个属哪一族的人？他说，我是希伯来人，我敬畏耶和华，那创造沧海罕地之天上的神。他们就大大惧怕，对他说，你做这是什么事呢？他们已经知道他躲避耶和华，因为他告诉了他们。他们问他说，我们当向你怎样行，使海浪平静呢？这话是因海浪越发翻腾。他对他们说，你们将我抬起来抛在海中，海就平静了。我知道你们遭这大风是因我的缘故。然而那些人竭力闯着，就把船轮烫就却不得能，因为海浪发起向他们翻来。他们就便求耶和华说，耶和华啊，我们恳求你，不要因这人的性命使我的死亡，不要使流无辜血的罪来到我们。
因为你耶和华是随自己的意旨行事，他们随将日浪浮起抛在海中，海的浪就平息了。那些人便大大敬畏耶和华，向耶和华献祭，并且许愿。耶和华安排一条大鱼吞了约拿，他在鱼腹中三日三夜。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
神祝福读嘅人听佢话语嘅人。
The title of this message this morning by Pastor Wilson Chang is Fear, Anger, and Love.
今日陈牧师话嘅正道题目系恐惧、愤怒与爱。
As we saw last time, Jonah's willing to sever, break his relationship with the living God rather than obey what God commanded him to do.
我上次讲到就话约拿佢宁愿去将佢同神嘅关系去做到差咗，因为佢唔想去听神嘅说话。
That's a pretty drastic measure for a prophet of God.
咁你谂下，作为一个神嘅先知，选择咁样做系好少有嘅。
As this text shows, Jonah would rather die than obey.
即系睇到呢一段经文，睇咗佢宁愿死，佢都唔想听耶和华嘅说话。
He tells the captain, he tells the crew, throw me overboard, let me die.
他叫我啲嘅船嗰啲水手话：你将我抌碎大海度啦，俾我死咗佢啦。
For those of you aren't familiar with this book of Jonah or who weren't here last week, let me bring you up to speed.
咁如果你上礼拜唔喺度嘅时候吓，让我咧提醒下你。
Jonah reveals later in the story, chapter 4, that he fears God's love and grace.
喺第四节佢话佢好。怕咗神嘅爱同埋佢嘅恩典
，because he knows that God's powerful and that He will change the hearts of the arch enemies of Israel, the Ninevites。
因为知道神系大有能力，会将呢个以色列人嘅敌人，呢、这个尼尼微城嘅人嘅心改变。
You see, Jonah's a nationalist. He loves Israel.
咁你睇到啊，约拿系一个好爱国、好爱呢个以色列人嘅人。
He loves his race.
佢爱自己嘅民族。
And he says it's better, God, if the Ninevites perish than come to you.
佢宁愿嗰啲尼尼微城嘅人去死晒，都唔想佢哋可以去认识神。
You see, the Ninevites worshipped many gods. They were polytheist.
咁我啲尼尼微城嘅人，佢哋系多神论嘅，佢哋信好多神。
And it's ironic, one of the gods they worship is the god of the sea, Dagon, the god of the fish.
咁其中一个咧就系呢个鱼嘅神啦。
Assyria, rising superpower. God says, Jonah, go and preach to them, warn them about repenting and believing.
耶和华就叫呢个嘅约拿去到呢个亚述国，当时呢个中东嘅强国，向佢哋去传福音。
He says to Jonah, warn them, tell them that they got to turn from their evil and wickedness, their decadence, and their worship of all these other gods, and worship me, the true and living God.
佢叫佢去到，佢哋叫佢哋去回转，佢哋唔好再信嗰啲嘅神。
And Jonah says, no.I'd rather die than do that.
咁但系约拿佢话我宁愿死，我都唔会去。
Do you see Jonah's sin and idolatry here?
你睇唔睇到呢度约拿其实佢自己嘅罪，睇到佢点样睇偶像。
He's supposed to be the hero. He looks like what? Even compared to the pagan sailors, what does Jonah look like in this story?
他应该是一个英雄，但我看看他这一段的经文里面怎样讲到他呢？
The pagan sailors look better than him.
那些水手都好像好过他。
And Jonah is supposed to know God and be a prophet of God.
而约拿应该去认识神，因为他是一个先知。
So let's look at this chapter of the fear, the anger, and finally the love that appears here.
我们在这段经文里面去看一下这个的恐惧，看一下这个的愤怒，也都看一下这个的爱。
First, let's look at the fear of the sailors. Did you notice that in the text?
在这个经文里面，我们看到这些水手，他们很惧怕。
These, have you ever been out to sea? These are sea experienced men. They are afraid of this storm.
我们看到他们是海员，但就算他们是海员，他们都怕这个大风浪。
Verse 5.
在第五节。
Fearing for their lives, the desperate sailors shouted to their gods for help.
在第五节他说水手便惧怕，各人哀求自己的神。
You see, this is a desperate situation for them.
对他来说是一个很困难的情况。
You know when they shout out, they cry out. You know what they're doing? These irreligious sailors, they're praying. Look, imagine that, they're praying.
不信神的海员，他们因为害怕失去自己的生命，在祈祷。
You see, that should register in our heads because what's the reputation of sailors?
海员有通常有一个什么的声誉在这里呢?
I live in San Francisco.
我住在三藩市。
You know, by the marina area, sailors used to come in the past, especially in the 40s and 50s, come ashore. And what do? They cause trouble.
在40-50年代，很多海员上岸的时候，一上岸，很多时候就找麻烦。
They drink too much, they womanize, and they brawl.
他们在周围去喝酒，他们去打架。
But the fear of dying will cause anyone to consider religion.
但是因为很怕，没有了一个生命的时候，令到他们都去找一个神。
The sailors aren't the religious types.
海员通常都不是一个信神的人。
But the storm causes them to consider religion.
但这个风暴令到他们变成去找这个宗教。
You know, it's kind of like you and I when we read the newspaper, when we hear the stories, you know, especially after 9/11, people started praying. Never prayed before.
在911之后，很多人都开始去祈祷。
Even the non-religious, they would pray fervently. Lord, help us!
就算那些不信神的人，他都求神去帮助他们。
Because people pray when they're desperate.
人当他们去到绝望、去到无助的时候，他们会去祈祷。
You see, some of these sailors might have been Assyrian, might have been Ninevites.
这些海员可能有些是亚述人，有些是尼尼微人。
You see, we don't know, but this is probably 8th century BC. Again, scholars are a little fudgy on the date here, but I think it's safe to say that the Ninevites, again, worshipped many gods.
大概是公元前的8世紀，那些尼尼微人，他们是拜很多的神。
And because what do you got to lose? You're in trouble. What do you got to lose?
你都这么麻烦了，还有什么事第一?
And as we read in the text, they lighten the ship. They do everything they can. They lighten the ship. They search for Jonah. And they say, get up! Get up! Pray to your God!
於是他們將貨物去扔進去，令到船輕一點，他們找到約拿，叫他們快點起身。
Do you get the picture before you? They're fearful.
你看到一個圖畫就說，在船上的水手，他們都是很害怕。
And likewise, we all fear something.
我們每個人都有一些東西會令到我們怕。
And you and I know, as human beings, fear can be paralyzing. It can be painful.
怕一样嘢，好多时候会令到我哋好痛苦，亦都觉系可能咧，好似咩嘢都做唔到咁。
Because when fear comes, you know what I do? I want to get rid of it. I want to get rid of it immediately.
咁当呢个恐惧嚟到嘅时候，你好想就话将呢样嘢咧去攞走咗佢。
But by its very nature, fear tells you to run rather than face whatever is coming.
但人的本性就说，当这个恐惧来的时候，人会是宁愿去走了去，他们不会去真的面对它。
Right? We don't want to know what's causing it. We'd rather run.
你不想去找出原因，你只想去逃避。
But you know what fear does for all of us?
但恐惧在我们每个人身上会做一样什么呢?
It reminds us that we're dependent creatures. We're creatures of dust.
咁我哋睇到就话，其实我哋每个人都系灰尘所去做，睇到我每个人都去依赖。
Remember that storm that hit you in your life circumstance recently?
喺你生命上面最近一个嘅风暴嘅时候。
Storms reveal who you really are.
当风暴嚟到嘅时候，就会睇到你自己本来究竟系点样。
Your true self surfaces when you face difficulties.
当你面对呢个困难嘅时候，你嘅真我就会出现。
And the bottom line is, you come to realize you need God.
而个底线就话我哋需要神。
You know, I used this illustration before. I visited Mark Twain's home with my family several summers ago.
几年前我去过马克吐温佢嘅屋企。
By the way, if you got school age kids, I highly recommend it. Hartford, Connecticut's not a long drive, and it's not too expensive. It's worth it. Worth going to Mark Twain's house museum now. It's a big structure, Hartford.
系好近喺哈佛嗰度。
And the famous author, Mark Twain, was an outspoken atheist.
咁而马克吐温是一个嘅无神论者。
But even Mark Twain prayed when he faced the darkness of this world.
但当佢系喺佢人生最黑暗嘅时候，佢都会去跪低去祈祷。
He wrote, quote, I prayed like a coward. I prayed like a dog.
佢话我好似一个懦夫。好似一隻嘅狗咁樣祈禱。
Mark Twain was a skeptic.
咁馬克吐溫佢一個對宗教好多懷疑嘅人。
Mark Twain doubted the very existence of God.
佢唔信有神嘅存在。
But he was down on his knees when he was facing death.
咁當佢面對死亡嘅時候，佢都係跪落嚟去祈禱。
You see, the truth of the matter is, we all become religious.We're scared.
当我哋去恐惧嘅时候，我哋每一个人都会去揾呢个宗教。
You see, the Apostle Paul's right. The Apostle Paul is absolutely right in Romans 1. We suppress the truth of God.
我哋好多人将呢个真理，我哋去埋葬咗去。
Because no one is a real skeptic in a storm.
因为每一个人都遇到这个风暴的时候，他都会不再是一个怀疑的人。
Your real self comes out. Your natural instincts take over.
你的本性会走出来。
When you're knocked off balance, watch out.
当你的人不在这个平衡的里面的时候，你就要去小心了。
Here's the problem. Religion,won't get rid of your fear.
这个宗教不会将你的恐惧拿走。
Did you hear that? Religion will not get rid of your fear.
宗教不会将你的恐惧去拿走。
Because the sailors proved that.
你看到这个海员就是一个好的例子了。
They get religious.
在他们困难的时候，他变成一个有宗教性的人。
In verse 6, they even what? They even considered Jonah's God.
你谂下喺第六节，佢话佢就算要谂下叫佢揾约拿嘅神出嚟。
You see, before all this happened, the sailors thought, just like many here, something in the created order is enough for me. Something in the created order that I see materialistically, that's enough for me.
佢又见到呢个世界上面物质嘅一切对我嚟讲就好足够啦。
The reality of the matter is what?
个事实就话，究竟系咩事咧
？Nothing created will help you overcome your fear.
冇一样嘢系所被造嘅，冇一样嘢可以去胜过我哋嘅恐惧。
You see, you and I can have a lot of wealth.
你同我可以有好多嘅财富。
And lose just like that when there's an economic collapse.
当有呢个
in the world economy.
当你个世界经济有问题嘅时候，咩嘢都可以即刻冇晒。
You know your assets will be worthless if nobody wants them.
咁如果冇人要嘅时候，佢哋嘅价值亦都唔喺度。
If the terrorists have their way and they infiltrate and destroy, your assets are worthless.
咁我哋如果话呢啲嘅恐怖分子佢啊，佢哋啊达到佢目的嘅时候，任何一个嘅高速公路或者一个交通嘅系统一烂咗嘅时候，咩都冇晒。
Many people smarter than I said death is the great equalizer in life.
佢话呢个嘅命运好似系人去揾唔到嘅。
They say that because your family, your wealth, your power will not help you.
因为你嘅财富，你嘅一切都帮唔到你。
Because the material world will not take away your fear.
因为呢个物质嘅世界唔可以去帮到你，唔可以胜过你嘅恐惧。
But this religion won't help you either.
但系就算呢个宗教，亦都唔可以去帮到你。
What do I mean by that?
我意思系咩呢？
Because I've said this on many occasions, true Christianity is not like general religion.
因为一个真正嘅基督教同一个普通嘅宗教唔同。
All the other religions of the world, you can line them up. They say, do this to get to God.
因为其他嘅宗教都话你要做呢样做嗰样，就可以去到神嗰度。
And on the other side of the ledger, Christianity, the only religion, says God.Has done something that you can't do.
而喺基督教里边系唯一一个话神去为你做咗一啲系你自己唔可以做嘅嘢。
Did you ever compare all the religions and see, you know, what the do's and don'ts were? They're relatively the same.
如果睇下每一种嘅宗教有咩嘢可以做，有咩嘢唔可以做嘅时候，其实个个都系差唔多。
You know, you pop down that Ten Commandment list, you look at the other religions, it's similar.
你转睇下呢个比较下呢个嘅十戒同其他宗教都系差唔多。
Now certainly we ought to obey God, and certainly we ought to obey the Ten Commandments. We ought to be good moral people. Don't get me wrong.
咁我哋每个人都会听呢个十戒嘅说话，我每个人都会跟随佢做一个有道德感嘅人。
But that won't save you.
但你咁样做帮唔到你，亦都救唔到你。
That won't get rid of your fear.
唔可以将你嘅恐惧去拿开。
Or your anger.
唔会将你嘅愤怒去拎走。
Will God protect you just because you go to church?
系因为你今日去教堂，系咪神就会保护你呢
？Just because you study the Bible?
系咪你今日睇过圣经，神就会帮你呢
？Just because you try to be a good person?
或者你想做一个好人呢
？Come on, you can't be that naive. You can't manipulate God.
你唔可以咁样样去摆布神。
Even your good deeds, according to the Bible, are tainted with wrong motives.
就算圣经都话你所做嘅好行为，都可能系一个唔好嘅动机，令到你做出嚟嘅。
Now, I see many good people here.
我喺呢度见到好多好人坐喺度。
But your goodness is not good enough.
但系你嘅好处喺神嘅面前都系唔够好。
You see, Christianity is about.God's grace and mercy showered upon you.
基督教系讲到话神嘅恩典同佢恩慈系降喺你嘅身上。
And Christians desire to obey God, follow the Ten Commandments because God first loved them.
因为神先爱佢哋，所以佢哋作出一个回应去跟随你嘅十诫。
You see, Christianity is about God wanting to love you, to have a love relationship with you.
亦都讲到话神去想爱你，同你建立一个爱嘅关系。
Despite Your unloveliness.
纵使我哋喺佢面前系唔可爱。
You see, that's why Christians give themselves, give their lives to God, because of, they know that what they have been given by God is great.
因为佢知道神所俾个咩嘢佢哋，所以佢哋作出呢个回应。
And true Christians don't use God.
真正嘅基督徒佢哋唔会利用神。
They don't say like the general religious person, God.I will love you if you do this, 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 this. If you do that.
唔係話神啊，我如果你做咗呢一啲嘢俾我 A、B、C 教月丙丁嘅時候，我就會愛你。
If God, you get me out of this storm. If you give me that spouse I want. If you give me that job I want, then I will follow you.
如果你将我去从呢个风暴嗰度去救咗出嚟，你俾咗呢份工我，你俾咗嗰样嘢我，我就会信你。
That's not Christianity.
这个不是真正的基督教。
Christianity is I delight in the living God for who He is, for His beauty, for His excellency.
我因为是神祂的荣美，因为祂是哪一个，所以我去爱神。
And sure, I get blessed. Certainly, I receive from the living God.
当然我在神的面前是去蒙福。
But many times, we want the blessing, not the living God.
很多时候我们想爱的，就是爱所神所给的福气，我们不是要去爱神。
And even Christians say, if only you do this, God, then I will obey.
就算基督徒都说，如果你给我这个祝福的时候，我就会去跟随你。
You see, that's not a love relationship, that's a business relationship.
这个好像不是一个是爱的关系，好像一个商业，这个买卖的关系。
You know what business relationship is? You do this.I do that. There's a marriage.
咁好多时喺呢个商业嘅社会就话你做呢样，我就帮你去做翻呢一样。
Right? You can be friendly with your neighborhood grocer, but you know when his price goes up and his vegetables a little shoddy, you're gone. You're gone. That's a business relationship.
我好中意你附近嗰间嘅铺头仔吓，咁但系当佢啲价钱贵咗，啲菜唔靓嘅时候啊，咁你咧唔会帮衬佢。
A love relationship is quite different.
一个爱嘅关系系咁唔同。
It's a commitment.
系一个叫委身。
God says, "I will love you, irregardless of your disobedience."
神话无论你系点，无论你系点样样嘅唔信服我，我依然都系爱你。
Let me ask you.You're reasonable people. Why should God bother to save us?
神點解要麻煩，要麻煩去救我哋呢？
If it's a business relationship, what does he gain? He's complete.
咁如果呢個係一個商務嘅關係嘅時候，咁神究竟又攞咗啲咩出嚟呢？
There's even a triune community, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They're three in one.
呢個三位一體嘅關係。
So why does he want to include us in that special relationship?
咁佢呢三位一体咗，仲要我哋嚟做咩呢？
He doesn't need us.
佢唔需要我哋噶。
But out of love.
因为爱嘅缘故。
Not a business relationship. Out of love, he wants to.
因为唔系因为一个商务嘅关系，因为爱嘅缘故。
Why do we read the Bible?
我点解要睇圣经？
Why do we come to worship? Why not be on a golf course right now?
我为什么我们现在要坐在这里呢？为什么我们不去打高尔夫球？为什么我们要祈祷？为什么我们要去来敬拜呢？
Why fellowship with people that you'd rather not be with?
为什么要跟一些人去有这个团契的关系，其实你可能根本都不想见到他呢？
Why serve people? Why?
为什么要去服侍人呢？
Because we get in the way of God's grace.When we do those things.
因为当我们这样做的时候，我们就进入到神的恩典的里面。
Because God uses those things to grow us, to draw
因为神用这方法,
us near Him.
神用这方法帮助我们去成长，让我们可以更加靠近祂。
So much for fear. How about Jonah's anger?
我们讲了很多的恐惧了，我们讲一下他的愤怒。
How about Jonah's hatred for the Ninevites?
他对那些离离未成的人 的恐惧，他们的不喜欢的愤怒。
That's the purpose of his running.
这个就是他走的原因。
You know, he's almost like a racist.
他好像一个种族歧视的人一样。
He says, Yahweh, Lord God is for Israel, not for the Assyrians.
他说耶和华是给这个以色列人，不是给外邦人的。
I'd rather die.
他说我宁愿死。
And go and warn them.
我宁愿死，我都唔去嗰度去提醒嗰啲人。
You know, God has a sense of humor.
神有时好幽默。
Isn't it ironic? Jonah is running from the living God. He's wayward, yet God saves the sailors. Well, Jonah is wayward.
纵然这个约拿他是离开了神，但是神都去救在同船上面的海员。
Did you see that in the text verse 16? He saves the sailors. God saves the sailors.
那你第16节看到就说神去救了一些海员。
The sailors were awestruck. You know, awestruck, this is the New Living Translation. That's, if you have an NIV or I think ESV has fear of the Lord. That's what awestruck means, fear of the Lord. The sailors were awestruck by the Lord's great power, and they offered him a sacrifice and vowed to serve him. True living
God.
You see, that's what the Old Testament system was. You make a sacrifice, right? God, through God's requirements, sacrifice, serve him. Do you see the power of God? Do you see the sovereignty of God in this story?
你看到在这段经文里面神的主权，祂的能力在哪里呢？
God accomplishes His purposes whether you come or not.
就算你来也好，不来也好，神依然都会去成就祂所做的事。
God brings good out of evil.
他将这个在就算在很坏的地方，他都在里面找到好的。
We see that at the cross, ultimately, right? He brings good out of evil. The people meant to kill Jesus.
在十字架上，那些人要杀耶稣，但耶稣从这个被杀里面，他带出好的事出来。
But little did they know that God would raise him from the dead.
他怎么知道神会将他从死里面去复活呢？
And he would save the world.
他亦都会去救这个世界。
Do you notice how God takes away fear in the text? Did you notice that?
在这段经文里面，你看到神怎么将这个恐惧去拿开呢？
How does God take away your fear?
神怎么拿走你的恐惧呢？
Anyone? What did he say? How does he take away the fear of the sailors?
他怎么将这个海员的恐惧去拿走呢？
Here's the key. Got to perk up on this one. He replaces your fear with a greater fear.
他将你的恐惧代替，用了这个敬畏来代替了你的恐惧。
Awestruck. Again, maybe it's not good to put the New Living Translation up there, but I do it because English is your second language. If it was the ESV or the NIV, fear of the Lord.
去到他们去由恐惧变成敬畏耶和华。
Fear of the Lord replaced the fear of dying.
由这个恐惧死亡变成了这个敬畏神。
You see, when you fear God, there is not much more to fear.
当你去敬畏神的时候，你就什么都不用怕。
When you fear the Lord, the living God, things, other fears are lesser of importance.
当你去敬畏神的时候，你对其他事的恐惧就会缩小了。
Didn't Jesus say that to his disciples?
耶稣亦都这样跟他的门徒讲。
Matthew 10:28, do not be afraid, says Jesus, to his disciples, of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell.
在这个马太福音第十章第28节，他这样讲。 他说：那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们；唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里，正要怕他。
Do you see what dislodges fear? A greater fear.
你看到这个是一个很大的敬畏。
A mother who fears water will jump in the water when she sees her child drowning.
一个怕水的妈妈会跳入水里面去救她的小孩。
You forget about lesser ills, lesser problems of your health when you hear the word cancer. When you hear the word cancer, tumor, you perk up. You forget about the other pains that you have.
当你如果有这个癌症，或者听到癌症这两个字的时候，其他的病症都好像变成小儿科。
You see, if you want to fight fear in you, you have to fear someone who captures your attention.
如果你要去同你的恐惧去战斗的时候，你要找一样东西会令你真的去对它大而无畏。
Then your other fears will become unimportant.
其他的恐惧就变成不重要。
Did you know the fear of the Lord is one way we're instructed in the Bible to respond to God?
其实对神的敬畏是一个方法去面对。
In fact, if you did a word study, it's the most frequent command and central response.
其实如果看圣经的时候，去敬畏神是一个 忠心对神的反应的方法。
See, it's not the only response.
不是唯一的一个的反应。
Right, we certainly love, obey, honor, trust God.
我们去爱神，我们去敬畏祂，我们去荣耀祂。
But the fear of the Lord summarizes all those other responses.
但是当你对神的敬畏在这里的时候，其他所有的东西都不重要。
Because all the other responses to God emphasize certain aspects of the fear of the Lord.
因为所有这一切都包含了对神敬畏的不同的方面层面。
See, the Bible is very rich. It brings out what fear of the Lord means. It's not only obedient reverence and awe.
不是只是说只是这个去服从他这么简单。
It's described in Isaiah 33:6 as the great joy, a prized possession.
好像这个的以赛亚书话是一个你很珍惜的。
It's a fountain of life according to Proverbs 14:27.
好像这个的箴言话好像是一个生命的一个源泉。
It's the foundation of all wisdom and knowledge.
是一切的智慧，一切的真理。
It's essential, it says in the Bible, for children.
是对于小朋友来讲是很重要。
Just read the book of Proverbs.
去看看这个的箴言。
God's goodness is stored up for those who fear Him, says Psalm 31, verse 9.
咁喺31章话神嘅好处都为佢准备好。
And Proverbs 14:26 says, He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress. For this His children, it will be a refuge.
佢话敬畏耶和华就是生命的泉源，使人离开死亡的网络。
You want to protect your children?
你想保护你的儿女吗？
Teach them to fear the Lord.
又要教他们要去敬畏神。
You know, there's a certain fear in the fear of the Lord.
在这个的敬畏神的里面，也都可能会包含一些的恐惧。
Did you ever notice in the Bible what happens when people appear before the living God?
咁有冇？譬如好似喺永生神的面前出现的人会有什么事发生呢？
You can't miss it. What happens when God appears?
如果当神去在那些人面前出现的时候会有什么事发生呢？
Job said this, Job 40 verse 4, I am unworthy. How can I reply to you? He's meeting God. I put my hand over my mouth.
在这个叫约伯记四十章第四节说，我是卑贱的，我用什么回答你呢？只好用手去住口。
Job goes on, chapter 42 verse 5, My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
在四十二章第五节说，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
We see similar reaction with Isaiah, Ezekiel, and even the disciples in the New Testament.
我睇到喺新约里边嘅门徒，无论系以西结或者系以赛亚。
Jesus is asleep on the boat. Remember?
记唔记得耶稣都喺呢个船里边去瞓觉
咧？ And there's a storm, and what did this? And Jesus, he wake Jesus up.And what happens?
当他们叫醒耶稣的时候，有什么事发生呢？
The disciples say, Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.
他说这个人是哪一个呢？就算风和海浪都要听从他。
Do you have a fear problem this morning?
你今天会不会在你的身上有几个的问题呢？
Are you anxious?
你是不是很惶恐呢？
Worried about something?
你是不是对一些事情很担心呢？
What is the premier anti-anxiety treatment according to your Savior?
如果根据你的救主来讲，是什么方法去解决呢？
Seek first His kingdom.
先求祂的国。
And His righteousness.
和祂的义。
Do you see the remedy?
你听到这个就是个解决的方法呢？
Jesus says,You treat worries by pursuing what's even more important.
他说你去解决的方法就是找一些更加重要的事。
And if you have a mature fear of the living God,
如果你对这个神是有这个正确的敬畏的时候，
your fears.
又会可以帮你去打败你的恐惧。
Do you worry about money?
你咁系咪为到钱好担心咧？
What you love and you value shows.
你嘅价值观就好容易俾人睇到。
You see, the problem is you're living in the future.
你住喺呢个嘅将来嗰度。
Where what you love is in jeopardy.
咁你所爱嘅嘢可能就会有呢个危机嘅出现。
You know what the remedy is?
咁我解决嘅方法系咩咧？
Come back to the present.
翻到呢个现在。
Ask what does Jesus want me to do?
问翻究竟神今日你要我去做啲咩嘢咧？
What does it mean to follow Jesus today?
今日咩叫做去跟随耶稣基督呢？
How can I exercise my faith today?
我今日点样可以将我嘅信去行出嚟呢？
That's the solution.
呢个就系个方法。
Do the opinions of others control you?
系咪其他人嘅意见啊睇法会去控制咗你呢？
Well, what you love and value shows then.
咁你今日同人哋讲咩嘢，你嘅价值观就好容易俾人睇到。
Because what shows is your love of reputation.
因为你介意嘅系你自己嘅名声。
Respect.
人哋对你嘅尊重。
Love.
爱。
And adoration.
或者人哋对你一啲嘅睇法，嘅
仰慕。So you need to ask yourself, why am I so concerned about myself?
咁你会问翻自己啊，点解我咁介意我自己咧？
Then consider what God is asking of you.
咁究竟神对你又有啲咩嘅要求咧？
And what he requires of you is to walk humbly with him.
又话神要你嘅就喺佢面前去谦卑同佢同行。
Showing love and mercy to those around you.
对于喺你附近嘅人，对佢哋啊，佢有爱，有呢个恩慈。
As you receive love and mercy from him.
咁好似你喺佢面前能够得到呢个爱同埋恩慈。
That's growing in the fear.Of the Lord.
咁就会令你喺神嘅面前嘅敬畏系会增加。
Did you notice that Jonah's anger subsides in the narrative?
咁你睇唔睇到佢嘅恐惧系少咗咧
？Verse 12.
喺第十二节佢话
，Jonah says, "Throw me into the sea, and it will become calm again, for I know that this terrible storm is all my fault."
你们将我抬起来抛在海中海就平静了我知道你们遭这大风是因我的缘故
See, this is change, isn't there?
你听不到他的改变呢
He's starting to think not about himself
他开始想的不是他自己
He's starting to think about others, the sailors
他想起其他的人想起海员
He admits that the mess that they're inIs his fault.
他知道他今天在这个困难里面是因为他的缘故。
He admits it.
是他造成的。
He realizes, he starts to realize his anger is wrong.
他看到他的愤怒是不对。
His I want my way attitude is wrong.
他只说我想要这样做是不对。
And he's softening.
你看到他开始有软化。
And his rage is subsiding.
你睇到佢嘅憤怒慢慢係減少。
Unfortunately, sinful anger is natural to us.
咁但係呢個嘅罪性嘅憤怒好多時候係好容易發生。
It's natural since the fall of man.
喺呢個墮落之後係好容易發生。
Now, it was part of fall, it wasn't natural, but now it is.
呢個變成係好自然發生嘅事。
And in a fallen world, human anger is so disordered, even righteous anger tends to.Fall into unrighteous anger.
就算好多时喺今日世界里边，义怒都可能会变成咗呢个有罪嘅愤怒。
And God's truth provides a pathway.
咁神嘅真理为我，神嘅真理为我哋开一条路出嚟。
A pathway out of anger.
去令我哋可以从呢个愤怒里边去走出嚟。
Because what's Jonah saying to the sailors? You should be dying.You should not be dying.
他说你们不应该去死。
You shouldn't be dying.
你们是不应该死的。
John is saying to the sailor, it's my fault that you're dying.
是因为我搞到你急着在这样的情况里面。
And get this, he says, throw me in.
他说你将我扔下去吧。
Verse 13, instead the sailors tried even harder to row the boat ashore, but the stormy sea was too violent for them, and they couldn't make it.
他說他們想竭力蕩桨要把船靠岸，可是不能，因為海浪越發向他們翻騰。
You see, the sailors are pretty noble. They try their best, but they can't save themselves, so they throw Jonah overboard.
我睇到啲海員都唔係好，仲未想抌佢落去，喺度盡力咧想救只船，但去到尾佢都結果要將約拿抌咗海裏邊。
I hope you see the solution here to the fear and anger.
我希望你可以睇到呢個嘅對呢個憤怒呢個嘅問題。
You see, God forgives us when we learn to fear Him.
當我哋曉得去敬畏佢嘅時候，神就會解決咗問題。
And in the Bible, love is tied in with forgiveness.
愛同埋呢個嘅寬恕係走埋一齊。
We grasp who God really is in our minds and in our hearts.
喺我哋頭腦，喺我哋嘅心裏邊，我哋去明白。
And when that truth seeps down deep in us existentially,
當佢落到我心底裏邊嘅時候，
we can't help but display the love that was given to us.
我哋就唔可以唔去展示到我哋神咗俾我哋一份愛，我哋去有呢個回應。
The solution to the fear and anger in Jonah's life, in the sailor's life, in your life.
咁喺 約拿嘅生命裏邊，喺海員或者喺你嘅生命裏邊，
is seeing a sacrifice of love.
就係睇到呢個愛要作出嘅犧牲。
Jonah's willing to be the sacrifice.
約拿喺呢度，佢願意去為到佢哋去犧牲。
And the sailors are amazed at his love.
而海員見到約拿佢嘅犧牲，佢哋好大大嘅詫異。
You see, Jonah's sacrifice is a sacrifice of love.
佢呢個嘅犧牲係一個愛嘅犧牲。
And God accepted that sacrifice as the storm ceased.
咁神去接納咗你犧牲，於是個海浪就平息咗。
And the sailors respond in awe, in wonder, in amazement, and in the fear.
咁佢喺第16節就講到話，令到啲海員佢哋去大大嘅敬畏神。
But of course, Jonah's sacrifice is imperfect.
但係睇到話，就算約拿佢嘅犧牲都唔係完美嘅。
He's a sinner.
佢一個嘅罪人。
But many centuries later.
但好多嘅世紀之後，
someone greater than Jonah comes.
一個比約拿更加大嘅人嚟到。
Who is a prophet?
是哪一個的先知呢?
A perfect prophet.
一個完全的先知。
Who's a priest?
是一個的祭司。
A perfect priest.
是一個完全的祭司。
Who's a king?
是一個的王。
A perfect king.
是完全的王。
And who is a willing sacrifice of love?
是作出這個愛的犧牲。
You see, there's someone greater than Jonah.
一個比約拿更加大的人。
It's the Christ.
是耶穌基督。
Lord Jesus.
是耶稣,
and he comes to die for you.
他来到为到你去死,
to show you a sacrifice of love.
他在你面前去展示出这个爱的牺牲,
so that
好使到,
your fear and your anger will subside.
好使到你的恐惧, 你的愤怒会去减低,
and will not destroy you.
不會去破壞你。
Do you believe that?
你今天信不信呢?
On the cross, skies were darkened, just like the sea.
在耶穌在十字架上，他說到這個世界日頭都黑了。
Jonah sank, but he was saved by the Lord.
約拿他沉了海底，但被神救了他。
Jesus sank the depths of hell on a cross. God turned away.
但耶穌去 沉咗落去，但佢嚟到去救。
That's why Jesus cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
所以耶稣喺十字架上话：我的神啊，我的神啊，你为何离弃我？
Because he was a willing sacrifice of love.
因为佢一个系愿意因为爱嘅缘故作出呢个嘅牺牲。
Will you let your hard heart be melted by his love?
你今日会唔会愿意俾神硬嘅心去软化你咧
？He's waiting for you to respond.
佢等紧你作出呢个嘅回应。
Do not delay. We looked in Sunday school of what happens when someone does not believe Lot's wife.
我哋睇到就话有啲人佢哋唔信嘅时候嘅结局系点咧
？She didn't believe the warning.Of Lord God.
我睇下罗德嘅太太，佢唔信嘅时候嘅结局系点咧
？Yes, this might not be your day of reckoning.
或者今日你未必明白到。
But you don't know what tomorrow holds.
但我哋唔知道明日会系点样样。
You must see a sacrifice of love.
你要去见到呢个牺牲嘅爱。
That is the only thing that will rid you of your fear and anger.
这个是唯一可以将你的愤怒、你的恐惧拿走的地方。
Be embraced by the love of Jesus today.
被神的爱今天去捉住你。
And if you already know of this love, respond, Christian, by picking up your cross and following him.
如果你今天去承认你认识到这个的牺牲的时候去拎起这个的十架去跟随他
See Jonah's error
你看到约拿所做错的地方
See God's saving grace
你看到神的救赎的恩典
And believe it for yourself
去为到你自己去信神
Thank you Father for this Great narrative story of Jonah.
我哋感谢神，你俾我哋今日有呢个约拿呢个故事。
I pray, Father, you'd have mercy on us that we would see ourselves in the story.
我哋求我哋可以睇喺呢个故事里边睇到咗我哋自己出嚟。
It would see Jonah sinking.
我哋睇到约拿点样样去睇。
Yet he's saved by grace.
喺虽然佢沉喺海底里边，但亦都因为恩典去得救。
O Father, may that be a precious truth that we believe.
让我哋今日去信呢个嘅真理。
For Jesus' sake.
系为到耶稣嘅缘故。
Amen.